Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct on Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. On today's Brandon Bing, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast, we break down, we debunk, we go through all my controversies, all the conspiracy theories about my appearance on the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Plus, the young shooter, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, is with us. We are breaking down the wacky, wonderful world of Deuce Pacino. Plus, what to watch on Netflix. There's a great documentary called Killer Salary. And why we are obsessed with the third season of Love is Blind. All that and more on a hard-hitting, museum-quality, fully disruptive I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. A.K.A. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom, yes. Yeah, we're recording. We're recording. All right. Get your fucking ass up, man.
I am
you
up.
You awake?
Yeah, I'm fucking up, man.
Good.
I'm up.
Everything's like, you're like a fucking diva. You're like, it's like I'm doing a podcast with Mariah Carey or something. Literally.
I'm up. It's just the time zones are like different.
No, motherfucker, get up. Get up and get moving. Like, I get up, I get out of the house, get moving. Do some jumping jacks, some burpees. Get up and get out. Up and out.
Okay, I'm up, man.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Tell me, I may need some more sleep. We're already on DST. We've already come up with a time zone just for Dean.
I appreciate the time zone.
Dean's
I didn't ask
standard
you to,
time.
I didn't ask you to make that time zone up for me. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
No,
we
needed to make that time zone up for you. It was imperative that we made that time zone up for you.
Well, I appreciate it, man, but I mean, this how, is this even how you start your podcast?
I try to make it an organic, natural, flowing, non-contrived, non-fact-checking, free-flowing, natural, as honest as I'm comfortable being honest, podcast. And when I have to start the podcast being harangued and harassed and, you know, litigating and negotiating with you to get you with your fucking the amount of sleep and who the fuck knows what it takes to get you to get on these golden mics. It should be yes, sir, no, sir. I'm honored to be here every time, sir.
I will never call you sir. I'm not calling you sir. I don't know you like that. That's not how our relationship started. I'm not calling you sir. I don't look at you as an elder. I know that you want to have that dynamic of being like respect your elders. Like my parents think you act like a 14-year-old. Like they don't even think that you act like my age.
Excuse me. Your parents, they thank me. When I speak to them, they're like, I can't even believe it. We don't want to talk to him anymore. Why the fuck do you still deal with this?
They're not saying that behind my back. I know that they love me and they would never say that.
They thank me. They thank me. They're like, thank you. Then they go, don't you have better things to be doing? I say, yeah, that's a whole different, but they do say thank you.
Right, but what does that say about you? You're the one hanging out with a 32-year-old. Like, I'm not hanging out with a 32-year-old.
My man, 32 is not, you're a grown man. Wrap that around your fucking head. You're 32. You're 32. Even though you look like a 16-year-old prepubescent boy,
no.
You're 32, homie. You can't run this, oh, I'm 30. You're a grown fucking man. You're 32 years old. You're at the time when professional athletes consider retiring. That's when, like, all right, I could probably do this for a few more years.
You're right. You do have a point. I still feel like I'm maybe 22, but you're right.
That's something you need to work out with your therapist. That's your inner child talking. That ain't who I'm looking at. Your inner child is talking that I feel like this, I feel like that.
Okay.
But the reality of it is, homie, the reality of it is you're 32, Duke, and next year you're going to be 33.
You don't.
Does that number sound grown enough for you?
Yeah, you're going to be.
33 is grown ass man.
Okay, you're going to be 53. Is that a number that sounds good to you? Does that sound good to you?
No, it don't sound good to me. The reason why it don't sound good is because it sounds grown. It sounds fucked up.
Right, you're going to blink and you're going to be 60.
Don't sound dope. Trust me. Trust me, I'm very well aware of the fact that I'm going to blink and I'm going to be 60.
But that's fine.
I'm not happy about it. I'm not going to blink and be 60. I'm going to be blinking. I'm going to be 53. The fuck is you saying?
Ah, well, you're almost 60. You know, like, I'm almost 40 to you.
No,
like, you're
I'm
almost
not
60.
Almost 60. I'm almost 53.
Okay, so we're both youthful, and that's all that matters, man. But, like, anyway, I don't even know how we got on there, but I want you to know
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. Like, everybody likes Dean. But don't give me no problems.
No, it's a lot earlier on my side of the world over here, but I just want you to know.
It's not a lot earlier. Excuse me. It's not a lot earlier. It's a little bit earlier. I'm saying get your ass up. I know you got sleep issues and all that, but get the fuck up, man. When that sun hits, you get that ass up. You feel me?
Yeah, man, I do. And I want you to know it's an absolute privilege to be on these golden mics with you. Like, I want you to know that it's a total privilege to be here. I'm thrilled to be here. I just happen to be an insomniac who, like, gets an hour or two of sleep. So I'm not always, like, you know,
fuck
like,
all
up
that
and
insomniac Adam. Shit, Duke. I ain't trying to hear nothing about none of that insomnia shit. You feel me?
Right. I understand what you're saying. I don't want to put that on anybody. That's something you're right. I have to deal with my therapist and work those issues out on my own. So,
my man, listen, we give you a lot of rope, man.
I know.
Ain't nobody trying to hear about the insomnia, trying to hear about your sleep problems. We ain't trying to hear about you sitting in coach. We ain't trying to hear about none of that shit, man. We're trying to do the podcast and keep it funky.
Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do the podcast and keep it funky.
I understand what you're saying. And before I went to bed last night, talking about, let's bring it, let's take it off of me for a minute and bring it onto you. Before I went to bed last night, we established what time we were going to be doing a podcast and all that stuff. And we were texting like we usually do. Oh, 10 a.m. Is that good for you? DST. Great, great, great. Before I go to bed. And then I get a text from you saying, I'm drunk, brother. And that was like, whoa, like who? And like for everyone that listens, like we all know you don't drink. Like you go to a bar. Yeah. I mean, you could be in a bar and you'll ask for a ginger ale. You'll ask for like cranberry juice, whatever you do. You don't drink. We know that about you. The Gringo Mandingo does not drink alcohol. I don't know why, because of your ulcerative colitis or you just don't like it, whatever it is, you don't drink. So that was like, and I know it was your wife's birthday. And so can you tell me about like what your night was to get a text message from you that said, I'm drunk, brother. And you said, we out here, like we're out on this. I don't know what you said. It wasn't making like total sense to me, but like, what was that like for you? And what did you drink? Did you really get drunk? Like, what was your night like?
Okay. Good pivot. Which is why you're the part-time, sometime co-host.
Thank you.
That's a good pivot. Good question. So it was my wife's birthday, and we went to some, I'm not going to say the name. Actually, the name was, I'll say the name. It's a very expensive, very fancy restaurant in New York City called 11 Madison Park. And 11 Madison Park is one of these chef's table, Iron Chef tasting joints. And during the pandemic, for whatever reason, 11 Madison Park, which is in an old bank, it's beautiful. I see you yawning, motherfucker.
I'm not yawning. You got eyes everywhere. Like, I'm
not
yawning.
I just saw you yawn, you fuck.
Okay.
I just saw you yawn.
I'm not yawning, dude. I'm not tired. I'm listening to the story. 11 Madison Park. Like, and by the way, what's up with everything in New York, like restaurants called like 11 Madison Park, 405 Broadway? Like, just fucking come up with a name. It's like so lazy to me.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Nonetheless, it went vegetarian during the pandemic. It was her birthday. You know, we had some friends in town. We were like, you know, you do what you want. I'll go where you want. I mean, expensive. Oh my God, you have no idea what these places. I mean, expensive, man.
And it was just you two,
me, my wife, and our two friends, four of us. Okay, and we got there 20 minutes early. We sit down, ba 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 ba. You know, she says, does she want some rosé? Fuck it, I'll get some rosé. You know, I'm light. I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
I'm a lightweight.
It doesn't take much.
I start sipping that rosé. Next thing you know, friends come, we're at the table. Ba, 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 ba. They get some of that Sincere. Is it called Sincere? Sincere?
What the fuck is Sincere? Are you absinthe?
No, that's Sincere.
I never even heard
of it. That's Sincere. It's so Sincere.
Never heard of that, but I like that.
Okay, well, it's another kind of wine. I start throwing back a little Sincere. Next thing you know, I'm like, I turn into Bobby Womack.
Right.
I'm Bobby Womack. You seen me turn into Bobby Womack before, right?
I never seen it.
But I just start talking.
You're white. You don't have that voice like Bobby Womack, but I believe that your inner child or whatever's going on within you when you're drunk feels like you are, and I would love to see that. Now, I never seen you turn into Bobby Womack. Never, ever.
You never saw me turn into Bobby Womack?
I've never seen you turn into Bobby Womack, but that's something that I would love to. I'd pay to see it, actually.
Bobby Womack. One of my favorite artists of all time. I love Bobby Womack. God, one of the regrets I have is that I didn't get to meet the great Bobby Womack before he passed away. As much as I love Willie Hutch, Bobby Womack is my, listen, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, but Bobby Womack, there's a few of Bobby Womack's songs that stop me in my tracks every time.
Across 110th Street, that gets me fucking going any day.
All that shit, if you think you're lonely now, that's the way I feel about you. I love Bobby Womack. I've always loved Bobby Womack. From the first time I heard his voice, there was such a pain and such an honesty and such a passion and such a love and such a just a vulnerability in Bobby Womack's voice when he sang. So I'm toasting.
We got the reincarnation right here. What happened?
I'm not Bobby Womack now, and I don't perform.
Right.
As Bobby, like, I won't go, here's what it's like when I become Bobby Womack. I'm just telling you that I became Bobby. Like, I can't do it on cue.
Right,
I can't predict it.
Right.
I can't make it happen. It just happens. So I'm like, you know, they're bringing us first of all, the staff was great. They were so nice, so sweet, working so hard. These are all young people in the food business. They're all probably aspiring chefs or whatever the fuck they want to be. I don't know, restaurateurs, whatever. But the way they set up the menu is, it's a tasting thing. So they're bringing you these little, you know how I like to eat.
You like to eat a lot.
I like to eat a lot. And when I want to eat, I want to, even when I don't want to eat a lot, I want the whole meal.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to be there 3.5 hours and they give you like a little dribble drib. I mean, they get these big bowls and then they put like a tiny little thing in it. And then 15, 20 minutes later, I'm not exaggerating because I start looking at my watch. They bring out another bowl with a little thing in it. And they all taste great. But I'm like, I want a full plate of what you just gave me. I want a full plate of what you gave me 2 meals ago. And then we do about 3, 4, 5 of these. And then I'm not bullshitting you. At about the 5th tasting thing, and it's all vegetarian, but I mean, it's exotic. It's exotic. And you know, when they come out, they got the plates and there's smoke and there's, I don't know, the light things on fire and...
Benihana. They're doing volcanoes. They're doing all sorts of shit.
Well, this is a carrot, but it tastes like a cheeseburger. And here's some okra. And this is going to taste like macaroni and cheese. And, you know, and every time they're doing it, you feel like you got to go, oh, and they explain it. You know, and it's, you know, here's some squash, but we're going to make it taste like a fucking tuna melt. I mean, and they're like, oh, and I'm just like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, you know. But I just want to, like, at 2 hours in, I'm still not full.
Yeah, that's not right. That's like sugar fish.
We've been there 2 hours, and they're like, we got 6 more things coming out.
Jesus,
I'm like,
Christ.
Listen. So at that point, they bring out some ridiculously incredible bread. I mean, I don't know how the fuck they made this bread. This bread was fantastic. The bread is, you know, it's fluffy. It's great, great bread. And I eat the bread and they got the butter and the butter tastes like pumpkin. Everything's one thing. It's like they're doing like 3-card Monty. It's like it's this, but it's that. But it's this. So I eat the bread. I go, listen, ma'am, to the lady. She's 27 years old. I go, can I get some more bread? You're not supposed to do that. You know what I mean? She goes, sure. And so they bring out more bread. I'm eating my wife's bread. I want to get full.
Just
I've been
bring
here two
the
hours.
Loaf
I'm
out.
Not full.
Bring the fucking loaf out at this point. Leave it. Leave it out. We're hungry.
There's a bodega around the corner. I'll go. I literally will say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll come back with some chips.
Right. That's fucked.
I want to fucking, like, I've been there 2 hours. I want my, it's already been 2 hours, guys.
No wonder you're getting drunk. No wonder you're getting drunk. It's like, what else can you do?
And also, like, I'm a lightweight. So I'm eating that Sincere. I'm on that Bobby Womack. Everything they're serving is great. It's just not enough.
Yeah.
So then they go, oh, would you guys like a tour of the kitchen? And my wife and her girlfriend and her husband, they go, yeah. I go, I'll just stay here.
Right. Just
because I don't want to go in the fucking kitchen. Like, you've seen one kitchen, you've seen it all. Fortunately, I said, okay, yes. They had a whole setup in there. I'm looking, they're chanting. It's like literally like chef's table. They're like, you know, da-da-da-da-da, yes, chef, and da-da-da-da-da, table. I don't know what's going on, but they're very nice. I meet them all. They give us another drink. I don't know what, it's like apple cider, but it's not apple cider. Everything's one thing, but it's something else, and they put sugar and they light it on fire. I got the videos.
Yeah. All right.
They're taking pictures. It's a beautiful kitchen. I mean, it's immaculate. It's huge, gigantic thing. These places are very organized. It's like they have a whole system down. So, you know, I meet this chef and he's the pastry chef. And I go, you're the pastry chef? He goes, yeah. I go, listen, we got about 2 more pieces of okra coming. I said, when you come out, I want you to do something special for me. I don't want no little shit. I want you, I need something, man. Hook a brother up. So finally, when the pastry comes, they make the thing, and it's great. It's this tiny little, I mean, literally, like you could fit it in the palm of your hand is the little dessert. But after that comes a note from the pastry chef, and they made me some face stuffer so I could stuff my face with some chocolate, and, you know, they gave me little donuts. They hooked me up. So it was a great experience. It took, literally, I'm not exaggerating, 3 hours and 15 minutes from start to finish.
Yeah, that's not that's not for me. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As I said earlier in the week on the other podcast, I had to, you know, be on my, because my wife, she loves her birthday. She just loves birthday. Like, it's not, she doesn't just want to have me be good just at the dinner. She wants, like, I'm a moody person. Like, I go through ups. She don't want me, you know, she wants my, I go, okay, fine. Nonetheless, we did it. She's off the bags. You know, because, you know, on the last podcast, she's on these bags. She likes bags. She did. Louis Vuitton bag, a Birkin bag. I don't know these bags.
Yeah.
Gucci bags. She's off the bags. She's not into bags anymore. But but she still does like shoes. Women like shoes. And I ain't talking about a pair of fucking Nike Airs. I'm talking about shoes. So we did a little shopping. We had this 3 hour and 15 minute dinner. It was a great dinner. Very, very nice. All in all seriousness, the staff was great. The food was great. The pastry chef was awesome. And the birthday celebration was great. Bobby Womack came and left. I woke up, you know, the next morning. I had to get out because I woke up with a slight hangover. Again, I'm a lightweight. I am a lightweight. I had a glass and a half of wine. I had that rosé, and I had some Sincere. I woke up, and I just went for a six-mile walk. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here on the podcast with you. I'm happy to be going to St. Louis next week. I'm in St. Louis next week. I don't know if you're coming or not. I don't even want to hold you, your feet to the fire.
No, because it's no disrespect to you, and it's also no disrespect to the city of St. Louis. But when you say, hey, man, you want to get out of L.A., and like, I'm like, where are we going? What's the next exotic stop on the big tour? And you say, you know, St. Louis. I'm just kind of like, you know what? Maybe I'll hang back in L.A. for a little bit. Let me know when you're like, I mean, do you do any kind of tours like in Fiji or like out of the country or anywhere? Like I know you're doing St. Louis.
We don't do that. Right. You know I'm doing St. Louis. But no, we don't do that. No. We might do Australia. People have been sniffing around about Australia.
Fuck.
People have been sniffing around about London.
I will be there.
But right now, yeah, we know you'll be there for that, you fuck. Right now, we're talking about that St. Louis. Everybody wants to go to Australia and London to do comedy, but right now, we're talking about St. Louis. We're going to be in St. Louis the 17th, 18th, and 19th. November 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then we're going to be in Miami the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Then we're going to be in Portland the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Then we're going to be in L.A. that whole week after that. And then we're going to be in Pleasanton, California, up north the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And that'll be the rest of the year, the rest of the show. So we got St. Louis, we got Miami, Portland, and Pleasanton, California in the Bay Area. All tickets, all information is available at Michael Rapaport Comedy. .com, Michael Rapaport Comedy, diggity.com.
And it's also, like I said, there's no disrespect to St. Louis, but I did go to St. Louis with you. Like, we have been there together for comedy before.
We had a tough go that night, that one night in St. Louis. Great show, but it got rained on. We wound up at a White Castle. That was not good.
It was a depressing time for me personally in my life. Like, going there, it was just like...
Why?
No, it just was really depressing. It was like you said, we wound up at a White Castle. It was raining. I think that you wanted to go find some sneakers. It was what?
We wound up at White Castle late. It was like, I don't know how late it was, but it felt late.
It was, we were on some Harold and Kumar shit. And I think that during the day that day, you wanted to go find some sneakers and we had to like go through the hood in an Uber. And like, then a couple people were like eyeballing me. Like they wanted to like jump me for the shoes I already had on. Like it just was a scary time for me personally. It was scary. It was pretty scary for me.
We had a great meal in St. Louis. I remember we had some barbecue in St. Louis. That was fantastic.
That was really good, actually. That was fantastic. And speaking of meals and all that stuff, I know you went to a high-end restaurant, you know, for your wife's birthday, a lot of getting out the credit card, a lot of spending money. I'm not eating as high class as you. You know, lately I've been trying to save my money a little bit out here in LA, so I've been going to Subway a lot. I've been kind of getting that itch to go to Subway. And so, you know, I don't know if you know this, but like there's not a lot of Subways out here that are clean and like good. And like if you like look up Subway out in LA, they've been kind of closing down. I don't know if it's like health inspection shit, whatever, like the meat's not good, like they're getting bad press on social media. So they haven't been as like around as they used to be. So I looked them up and like there's some bad Yelp reviews on certain ones. So I have to go out of my way to go to this certain Subway that I like. It's like in deep Hollywood and it's a little bit cleaner than the other ones. So this day I decide, okay, I'm going to go to my Subway. It's sketchy. Let me just preface it by saying it's pretty sketchy. It's not like a place you want to wind up in the middle of the night or even during the day.
What time is it when you're going?
Oh, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. And so you think everything is safe and okay. And so I'm driving there and Of course, I pull up and there's like, it's chaotic. Like the second I get there, there's like, there's trash bags flying around. There's like people starting like arguments outside the 7-Eleven because it's like in a strip mall. And you have to like get past the shit to like get to that Subway.
Which one is it? Be specific. Where is this one?
This is Sunset and La Brea. All I could tell you is stay the fuck away from Sunset and La Brea Subway. It's not worth it. It's never worth it to go out of your way. I don't know why I'm going out of my way to find this Subway, but I am. So I decide I'm going to go there. There's like a scene the second I get there. And you know, in LA, it's crazy right now. Obviously, we're trying to get new mayors here, clean up the city. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of things going on.
Is it wild over there?
It is wild. It's the worst it's ever been. I actually voted the other day. I wasn't able to vote for the mayor because I'm in a certain district that doesn't allow it. So whatever. But
that's weird.
I know it is weird. So anyway.
And they haven't even, as of the recording of this podcast, they haven't declared a winner.
No, they haven't. They haven't declared a winner. I'm curious to see who's going to clean up the streets of LA over here. I don't fucking know, man. But anyway, get to this.
I'm in New York, but I'm fucking with Slick Rick Caruso.
I know you are. And I think a lot of the rich people are. It's very polarizing. It's a controversial
topic. Fuck these lefty pricks. Just to finish before you. So listen, you lefty fucking whack jobs. Take your 2-year-old and your 7-year-old with your weird names and go to the Subway over there on Hollywood and La Brea.
Sunset and
La Brea. Go there every day. Sunset and La Brea. Go there every day. If you think that your 2-year-old and your 7-year-old should be around that, or you should be around that, or you want to act like, oh, it's just, they're just doing this because they didn't have the opportunities that I did. I don't care. Listen, take your 2-year-old, breastfeed in public, do whatever the fuck you want to do on Sunset and La Brea at the Subway. Go get yourself a foot long and see what's popping in Los Angeles, you lefty freaks. Everybody knows it. You can't this woke shit when they're on the train acting like these things aren't happening in New York, when they're walking around, driving through. See, Hollywood and Vine, you drive through it. You get out of your car on Hollywood and Vine, you'll see what's really popping.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Just like my shooter. So anyway, shooter, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm like about that. Like, I'm like, I will get out of my car. Like, if there's like a Cold Stone on Hollywood and Vine, I'm getting out of my car. And it could be 11 p.m. at night. If they close at 11, I'll be there at 10:59 to go get that Cold Stone. I have no shame in that. That's how much I love my sweets, and that's how much I love my food out here. So I pull up to this Subway. There's trash bags flying around.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. Yeah. Like, it's no joke. It's no joke. There's a lot of mental.
No, we like this already, brother.
There's a lot of mental health issues out here, and I have a lot of empathy and compassion for that, and it's very sad. And
oh, people, so do I. Did I not say that in my little rant?
No,
I have a ton of empathy. I think it's implied.
I think it's implied.
Oh,
for sure.
Well, I have plenty of. Oh, I have plenty of empathy.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So it's chaotic. And as I pull up, you have to get into the driveway. You have to pull into the little strip mall. And there's a car blocking the driveway already. Like I can't get in. So I'm stopped. I have to be like, yo. And I was about to honk at this car, but I realized there's an altercation going on with this car already, right before I even got there. There's some kind of an altercation. I'm going, all right, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm not going to honk because this is not a time you honk. It's not a place you honk at, like in Hollywood. So I kind of like, what I like to do is roll my window down, like just a hair, so I could hear what's going on without them knowing. I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I roll it down a hair and I see that there's this guy in his car and he's getting into an argument with someone who's standing right outside of his car at his window. Like, this guy's like up at his window, this other guy's in his car, and this guy has his window down. First rule is never ever roll your window down for anybody. Never keep your window down when you're in an argument with someone that you don't know, especially on Sunset and La Brea. You don't do that. Keep your window up, keep it moving. You could shout your shit and then roll your window up and keep it moving. Don't park there and have your window rolled down and get into a
because you're in a vulnerable place.
Very vulnerable. And the person in the car was kind of just like this regular dude, honestly looked like some fucking like Beverly Hills kid or something. Like, he wasn't driving a really nice car, but he looked like he had his shit together a little bit. The guy outside of the car was this white dude who was going nuts and looked crazy. Looked like you don't fuck with this guy. Like you're not stopping for a conversation with this guy. So this guy's shouting at him. They're shouting at each other. And I'm like, I'm just trying to pull in to go get my Subway. And like, so I'm right at this guy's car. Like I'm watching this whole thing go down. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Next thing you know, the guy outside of the car sucker punches the shit out of the guy in the car, out of nowhere, mid-conversation, and the dude's head falls to his steering wheel. He's like, almost like he's knocked out for like a couple seconds. And the guy outside of the car is like, that's right, bitch. That's right. I told you not to say that. I told you not to say that. And the guy's like in shock. The guy in the car is like, oh shit. And he lifts his head up and he's bleeding from his eyeball.
You could see it?
I could see, that's how close I am to the car. His eye is bleeding completely. And he is so shaken up. He's like, you punched me. He's like, that's right, bitch. I fucking punched you. And he's like, you punched me. And he's like, he doesn't say anything after that. He starts getting his car and fucking drive. He's like, it's time to go. And you see him like gathering his shit. Like he's so caught off guard. He's bleeding from his eye. He starts driving off. And there's like, this crazy dude has like all of his homies on the sidewalk, like backing him up. And they're all shouting like racial slurs, all that shit. I'm like, this doesn't deter me. Like I pull in to the strip mall because like you're not going to not get your 6-inch, you know, turkey and provolone on Italian urban cheese. Like I was craving it. I drove there for it. So I parked in the parking
like
spot.
Like I'm scared. I'm uncomfortable, but I'm also, I need that.
Like I'm hungry, but I am hungry. And like I went out of my way to Yelp this particular Subway. And like, that's what I wanted. So I did pull into it. I made at a point not to look in that direction. And I could hear out like in the distance, I could hear, that's what, you don't fuck with my brother. You don't fuck with my brother. You don't mention my brother's name. You don't mention my brother's name. And I'm just like, I love your brother, man. I would never say anything bad about your brother. Like
matter of fact, does your brother want a sandwich?
Right. I'm ready to buy you a sandwich for the whole family. I'm cool, man. I would never have an argument with you like that. Because that's my biggest fear.
Or your brother.
I would never badmouth your brother.
What are you saying your biggest fear is?
Oh, my biggest fear is getting punched in the face. I've never been punched in the face. A lot of people have told me I have a punchable face. And a lot of other people have told me that I should be punched in my face at some point in my life. It hasn't happened. I'm not looking for that to happen, but
You don't need to be punched in the face. You're not confrontational but you've gotten better. But I've told you throughout the years, I was like, yo, your road rage, I don't like it. I don't like it for you.
It's out of control.
You've gotten better at it.
I've laid off the horn. It's better. I've laid off the horn. Like, you got to be very careful in Los Angeles. Not the same in New York because a lot of people don't drive out there. But in Los Angeles, everyone drives. Everything is very spaced out. And like, I get a little trigger happy on my horn. And when you honk your horn, you do. I've had experiences where people have pulled up next to me. They've done the sign with their fingers, like making their fingers like a gun. And they're like, I could kill you. Like that type of shit. Like people are crazy. You don't know who you're dealing with.
Are you better with your road rage?
Way better. I've calmed down. That's why I didn't honk at the guy who was blocking the driveway. I was just like, let me see how this unfolds. I end up parking. I got my Subway because I'm in there for the 6-inch.
What'd you wind up getting?
Oh, I got.
All you wanted was a 6-inch. A 6-inch?
Yeah, that's what I got. I got a turkey, provolone on Italian urban cheese, sprinkle some olives, and then like get a bag of Lay's on the side, crunch those Lay's up, and sprinkle them all in the sandwich. Get that nice crunch. So I left. I haven't been back to that Subway. It is a little.
That's a nice sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I could tell you all. I could go on about that sandwich. A little salt and pepper, mayo, mustard, olives, green pepper, lettuce. It's a good sandwich.
Wait, walk me through the sandwich again.
Yeah, so you'll be the sandwich artist. Can I help you? Yeah, let me get a, can I get a 6-inch Italian urban
cheese? Can I help you? Yes, sir, can I help you?
Sir, I'm fucking giving you my order. Let me get a 6-inch Italian urban cheese, turkey, provolone. No, not toasted. I don't do toasted. I don't want it all warm. I like it all cold. I like my sandwich cold. I'll do turkey, provolone. Let me get some lettuce, olives, green pepper, put some pickles in that, mayo, mustard, a little salt and pepper. And I'm just going to get these bag of Lay's on the side. And, do you have root beer? You don't have root beer. Okay. I'm going to go get the lemonade. I'll get a lemonade. And, then I walk out.
Well, why'd you ask if we have root beer, if you know we don't have root beer?
Just all Subways are different, so I just thought maybe you guys would have maybe a Mr. Pibb, root beer. So I do like that a lot, but that was a very scary That was very violent to watch. Like, you see it in videos, like people getting punched, whatever.
Right. Seeing that
in person that close, like, it, like, I haven't stopped thinking about it. Like, it happened a little while.
Yeah,
like,
it ain't good.
It's scary. But anyway, that was really scary.
Did he wind up, or did he just, like, short hard punch him? He probably short hard punch because you can't wind up through a window.
It was
right?
like a short hard punch, but it looked fucking painful. And the dude's eye was completely bleeding. Like, it was like, fuck, man. But I'm 32 years old. I think I'm past the time of when I would be punched. But then again, I don't know. It could happen at any fucking moment.
Stay off that fucking horn.
I will. And I'm going to stay out of that La Brea Sunset location, too. It's not worth it.
Isn't there another subway that's more pleasant than that? There's got to be one.
They're never pleasant. I wouldn't say any of them are pleasant. I wouldn't say any of them are pleasant. But anyway, that's just something that happened to me. And
that's very true.
Have you ever been to a subway and gone, you know, this is pleasant in here? I could spend my day sitting here and eating my, like, you never said that ever. Like, there's flies hanging around the fucking meats. Like, it's never good. You just, like, you have to just get it down, get it in your system. Because I was famished, man, and I really needed that. So it was a scary experience, but I did want that 6-inch. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, that was a great story. We're sorry that happened to you. What else has been going on? Yo, Have you finished?
Yes.
Love is Blind on Netflix? I haven't finished it yet.
I'm so glad you're watching, because I was like, man, all I want to do is talk to you about Love is Blind. Because, listen, I had no interest to watch this fucking show. I've seen clips from the other seasons. This is amazing television. Season 3, if you are not watching Love is Blind, do yourself a favor and put Love is Blind on. Even if you're not a reality person, I'm not a big reality person. I'm getting into it. I just watched the reunion last night. It is so fucking good. I even reached out. I DM'd two of the guys from I DM'd Cole and I DM'd Bartice, and both of them got back to me. And I was,
and what'd
it was
you say?
Like having Brad Pitt respond to me in the comments. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like tripping out. And I said the same thing to both of them, because I just wanted to like say whatever. I said, I mean, and it's not true, I don't really rock with either of them. They're kind of both fucks. But I DM'd Bartice and I said, I rock with you, Bartice. My favorite dude on Love is Blind. You the man. He texts me, he DM'd me back. He said, hey, appreciate you. So, and then I hit Cole and I was like, there's no way Cole's going to hit me, because that's the star of the show. Cole is the star.
Is he the black dude?
No, Bartice is the black dude. Cole is the white.
Right.
Cole is the white dude who tells his girl that she's a 9 out of 10, but this chick's a 10 out of 10. So I DM'd Cole and I said, I rock with you, Cole. They did you dirty on the reunion. My favorite dude on Love is Blind, you the man. And he said, thanks, Dean. And I don't know. So you haven't finished. Where are you at? Because it's so good.
I'm behind, but I'm into it. I am queued up to watch the rest. You know, you don't have to tell me more than once. I started watching, I'm about 4 episodes in, but like I said, you don't have to tell me more than once.
Okay.
To get in. The new show that people keep telling me, not people, a few people, says Love After Lockup or Love During Lockup, is that's something that people are like pushing me, like, yo, you have to watch that.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
Dysfunction and all that stuff. And then I also started watching, I believe you finished it.
I know what you're gonna
say. On Netflix, Killer Sally.
Oh yes. Also gold. And you know what's great are these names that Netflix is putting out. So much gold. There's I mean,
they don't care.
They don't care. Like, there's I Just Killed My Father. Like, there's one
I Just Killed My Father.
Killer Sally.
Don't Fuck With Cats. Killer Sally. These are exploitation films.
And they're not even...
That's what they are.
They're not even thinking of, like, good names at this point. They're just like, what's this doc about? Just like, this guy just killed his dad. Why don't we just call it I Just Killed My Dad? Like, they're just like, fuck it. Just put it out there for people. They want to eat it up.
They put the name Killer Sally and, you know...
Break it down, though, for people. What?
Okay, but the name didn't just come out of nowhere. So, Sally...
Sally McNeil.
Sally McNeil gets into a relationship. She's a bodybuilder, and she gets into a relationship with another bodybuilder. This is in the late 80s and the 90s. What's the black dude's name?
Ray McNeil.
So Sally gets into a relationship with this other bodybuilder named Ray, who's a black dude. Sally's a white lady. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because it plays into it, but it doesn't play into the fact that they're just nuts. And the world of bodybuilding, particularly back then, it was seedy. I'm sure it's seedy now. It's bizarre. It's just weirdos.
It's weird.
And there's not a lot of money to be made. And the steroids, and they're admittedly whacked out of their trees on steroids. And, you know, they're in this relationship and she's got kids. And it seems like they're like the bodybuilding biracial couple on the scene. But then... you know, steroids make you nuts. Now, I've talked about me doing some steroids in the 90s, but not the kind of shit that these people are on.
Yeah.
They were on that, you know, they look crazy. You know, they're hopped up. They're whacked out of their tree. This guy was a Marine. She was a Marine before they were doing professional bodybuilding. And when I say professional, I do it with air quotes. There's not a lot of money in this world. And it's just dysfunction. And then she starts doing like soft porn wrestling movies where she's like wrestling guys down to their knees. And it's just the whole thing's just dark, seedy. And of course, inevitably, it ends with a killing where her wrestling name, Killer Sally, that's her wrestling name.
Well, that's not her wrestling name. Her wrestling name. These like kind of softcore porn videos that she does, like where she's taking down people, like putting guys in headlocks with her legs. Like she does different kind of movies. So like she's like the Marine in one movie and she's known as Killer Sally in these like these videos, like these home videos.
Right.
So she goes by Killer Sally. But yes, it ends with her killing her husband because she felt like she was threatened by him. But then she ends up going to jail because he wasn't a threat, and she shoots him twice with a shotgun. Like, he's like in the kitchen, like cooking, like he's not, but she was a battered wife. She was being abused by this guy. And I mean, she claims he was punching her and choking her and doing all
these
things.
The bottom line is stop beating up women.
Because stop beating up women, exactly.
You beat the wrong woman up one too many times, she's going to hit you with the shotgun. And the fucked up thing is that she might not hit you with the shotgun while you're beating her up. She might just hit you with the shotgun on a random Sunday. But if you beat a woman, you shouldn't just walk around the crib like thinking shit is sweet. Like, she has a right to shoot you with a shotgun. Or like one of my other great favorite singers, the Reverend Al Green.
Right.
The great Al Green. Allegedly, Al Green, you know, he was talking shit and he had cheated on his wife, and I think he smacked her around, allegedly. She threw a plate of hot grits on his back. You know, it might not be a shotgun, but shit is not sweet.
Right.
But bottom line, with a lot of these documentaries, don't beat your kids. Don't beat up your wife. And don't fuck with cats.
Right. That's a great quote right there. You coined that just like off the top. Like, that's like the quote of the fucking podcast. Don't beat your kids. Don't beat your wife. And don't fuck with cats. I mean, that's like, put that on a fucking billboard.
And if you don't do any of those things, we won't have to sit here and every week there's like a new documentary about some crazy shit, whether it's Killer Sally. They're quirkier. And the weirder, and Ted Sarandos and Netflix, they're just like, give me more. The more, the merrier.
And I'm watching. The merrier. I'm into it. And you know what? Sally, like, I mean, I feel horrible that she went through all that and probably was a battered wife and all that stuff. But I personally think that, you know, she says, you know, he was beating me and I had to do what I had to do. I personally think that Sally could have taken this dude's ass without a shotgun. She was a big woman. I think that she could have, I think she claims, you know, he was choking her and punching her and all this stuff, and she had no choice, and she didn't know what to do in those situations. But this was not a small woman. This was a big woman, and she was strong. And when she's on those steroids, she was tough. And I think she could have kicked Ray's fucking ass with her bare hands. And
you ever think about doing some juice?
I never thought about it, but I wondered, like, what that would do to my body. Like maybe I wouldn't look like how you said, like a prepubescent 17-year-old who also looks 32. Like, I don't want that Gary Coleman look. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe it could do some.
Because you're on that Webster.
You're not on that Webster. No, I'm not the White Webster. No one said that.
Anyone ever call you the White Webster?
No, but I mean, it's not horrible. It's not. Did Webster die?
No, Webster's good. I seen him on TikTok the other day. He was like, I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to know that he's doing well. Yeah, well, I guess I could be.
Did
like
Gary Coleman die?
Yeah, man. He died like 10 years ago.
Fuck, that's sorry. R.I.P.
Yeah, so R.I.P.
I want to also talk about this. Rave reviews from the fans, from the public, about my appearance on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, fantastic. And you got so robbed with the Tiffany Haddish line. I know you were doing your thing and my girl Tiffany Haddish and all that, but like, come on, man. What? I mean, that
it's for charity, Pat Sajak.
What the fuck?
I mean, it's one thing. I understand you need to keep the integrity of the game. I get that. It's a game show and people, you know, go on there and it's a lot of money being exchanged. But I'm up there, it's Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And the puzzle was eating horseradish with Tiffany Haddish. This is not an easy puzzle to solve. And I finally got it. And they go, you know, do you know what it is, Michael, basically? And I said, eating horseradish with my girl, Tiffany Haddish. And they wouldn't accept that answer.
No.
And that I had already superseded my expectations at that point because I'd already answered one puzzle correctly, which is all I wanted to do.
Right.
And then I got another puzzle. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion about me getting jerked off a few things. They said I had a slow buzzer. There's a lot of things that have been flown, a lot of conspiracy theories being flown up the flagpole about my performance, about my appearance. About
a lot of conspiracy theories. A ton of are going around the internet right now.
They're still dissecting it and trying to get to the bottom of it. But with eating horseradish with Tiffany Haddish, come on. I'm playing for Toys for Tots. Not that anybody else's charity isn't as important, but come on, man.
Yeah, you're fucking come up on, the money man. For the Toys for Tots, Pat. That you fucked I'm up the money for that.
I'm trying to get some Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I'm trying to get right. some...
Hungry you know, Hippos, all that shit.
All that. But it was a great time. If you didn't see me live on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, you could check it out on YouTube. It's great. I posted some of the clips. It's really, really good. But they did jerk me. I'm sorry. They did jerk me on eating horseradish with Tiffany Haddish. Just because I said eating horseradish with my girl, I was very excited.
You were doing such a great job. And I Thank was actually, you. I was so proud. And also the puzzle that I'm king of the world. Someone put an I, that was all there was on the board. I've never done so well. I said, I'm king of the world. I knew just off of one fucking letter, I would have crushed that puzzle. And I suck at that shit. I was so fucking proud of myself. So if you are going to watch Wheel of Fortune, it's fun to watch it. It's really exciting. Watch it with a friend. Get some fucking Subway. Get a snack and watch Michael and Wheel of Fortune because you did great. I mean, I was very proud of you on that show. And you raised a lot of money for those tots.
Thank you, my friend. Also, it is Veterans Day. We got to give a shout out to all the people that have served this country, all the people who have protected and served this country, all the people that have lost their lives, all the family members who have lost loved ones, friends, all the people that have been just, you know, on the front lines for us, protecting us. Because if the shit hits the fan, these are the people that are going to protect us. So happy Veterans Day to everybody. Happy Veterans Day to all the family members who have lost people. Happy Veterans Day to the people that are serving right now all over the world that listen to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. Stay safe, stay sane, stay disruptive. We appreciate your service. And what more can I say? It's another great podcast with Dean Collins, the young shooter, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, Miles
AKA
Jordan,
White Webster.
AKA the White Webster. Miles Jordan, AKA the Bleach Brothers, AKA the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice, yes. Take us out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, take us out of here with something real funky. This has been another world-class, museum-quality I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled Kalshi and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.